With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The jury is now deliberating in what former President Trump refers to as the Biden election interference case. Mr. Trump says he's being politically prosecuted.
What is very unfair is that I'm not campaigning in this room all day long, from morning to night, in the Biden witch hunt. Take a look at where the people come from. It's a Biden witch hunt. It's weaponization.
The jury will resume their deliberations tomorrow. Democrats are hoping abortion will get Joe Biden back into the White House this November as the House Majority PAC launches a $100 million ad and voter mobilization campaign focused on abortion in swing districts nationwide. Also at SRNnews.com, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's national security advisor says he expects fighting in Gaza will continue for at least the rest of the year.
He's really seen as one of the closest advisors to the Israeli Prime Minister. And this comes, of course, as there's mounting international pressure for an end to the war. There's been so much criticism domestically and internationally of Israel's conduct of the war, particularly in recent weeks. And this idea has sort of persisted that Israel does not have a clear post-war strategy for Gaza.
Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry signs legislation making it a crime to knowingly approach within 25 feet of a police officer while they're engaged in law enforcement duties after the officers ordered a person to stay back. Gabby Douglas injures her ankle, forcing her to back out of the U.S. championships, making her ineligible for the 2024 Olympics in Paris. It would have been her comeback in her first Olympics since 2016, and it would have made her the oldest American woman to compete since the 1950s if she'd made the team at the age of 28. This is SRN News. A look at abortion law in the U.S. 2 years after the end of Roe.
According to a survey by the Public Religion Research Institute, 14 states have banned abortion in virtually all situations, while another seven place significant restrictions on it. In 22 states, abortion is allowed up to or slightly past 6 months of pregnancy, and in 8 states and Washington, D.C., a woman can get an abortion right up to the moment of birth. The pro-life states are mostly in the South and lower Midwest. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
ISIS issued a renewed call for attacks on Christians. A spokesman for the Islamic terror group is urging Muslims around the world to kill them where you can find them, end quote. International Christian Concern says the proclamation has emboldened ISIS and fellow radical groups to intensify their violence against believers, especially in Africa. Muslim terrorism is on the rise all across that continent. This is SRN News. North Korea sends hundreds of trash-carrying balloons towards South Korea.
Seoul's military has mobilized chemical and explosive response teams to recover objects and debris in different parts of the country. The North says leader Kim Jong-un has urged his military scientists to overcome a failed satellite launch and continue developing his nation's space-based reconnaissance capabilities, state media's reporting. The report also said Kim's speech on Tuesday warned of unspecified stern action against Seoul for purportedly performing aerial exercises involving 20 fighter jets on Monday. I'm Charles Villatesma.
ConocoPhillips is making an all-stock deal to buy Marathon Oil. The company will pay just over $17 billion for Marathon, but the deal is believed to be valued closer to $22.5 billion. It was announced Wednesday afternoon. More details at srnnews.com.